Grabine's Rules, The Road to Musical Success and Personal Fulfillment, Volume 2. Rule number 1. Design a plan for your career development. A common problem shared by many musicians is the lack of a short or long-range plan for their career. Perhaps inexperience or naivete in the complexities of the music field is the reason certain individuals have no plan or strategy to advance their career. Go on a fact-finding mission and consult several professionals in the area of music you are interested in and compare notes. These individuals should provide you with viable and factual information for you to consider. Once you have gathered your information and have had a chance to weigh the options, design several career plans in your order of preference, A, B, C, D, etc., and begin researching and investigating the possibilities of implementing the various plans. Sometimes your first or second choices are not feasible for any number of reasons: money, credentials, location, experience. Because of circumstances, perhaps Plan C is the best possible plan for you to consider at the moment in time. However, proceeding with Plan C does not invalidate the possibility of implementing Plans A or B at a different time. In order to survive and progress in the music field, you will need to think logically and be a practical-minded individual that has viable options to pursue. In the music field, it is often short-sighted to put all of your eggs into one basket. Remember, do your homework, consider your options, and make reasonable and practical decisions. Being practical and reasonable does not mean that you will not be creative or successful. In fact, it probably means that you will have career longevity and will realize some, if not many, of your dreams and aspirations, provided you adopt a professional attitude with the appropriate personal attributes. Rule number 2. Action equals I act on tasks that must be completed. Apply your talents. Do not let inactivity undermine your effectiveness and potential. Rule number 3. Efficiency aids effectiveness. Don't procrastinate. Proceed immediately with tasks that demand your attention. Otherwise, distractions can and will occur that will only delay the completion of these jobs. In essence, now is the time. Rule number 4. Prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. With all of the external and internal demands placed upon the contemporary musician, it is essential to prioritize goals, commitments, tasks, etc. Otherwise, frustration and ineffectiveness will result as the byproduct of improper planning and inconsistent and random behavior. Rule number 5. Assume responsibility for your actions. You are responsible for your behavior on a personal and professional level. People will respect you if you are honest, forthright, and reasonable with them rather than deceptive, manipulative, dishonest, and irrational. The golden rule, treat others as you would have them treat you, remains a time-honored code of proper behavioral conduct. Rule number 6. Be friendly and congenial. Remember, most people want to work with individuals that they like. So be professional, be prepared, and above all, be polite. Rule number 7. Try to fit in. Regardless of what ensemble, activity, or musical engagement you are involved in, make every effort possible to fit in. Simply stated, fitting in means that you will function successfully as a member of the group that you are involved with. Another way to think of this concept is the following precept: inclusion is better than exclusion. Don't allow yourself to be labeled as an outsider. Rather, maximize the positive aspects of your personality and try to find common areas of interest with your peers. If you are approachable and genuinely open and friendly with other people, you will have very little difficulty getting along with others or fitting in. Rule number 8. Acknowledge the success of others. Acknowledging and applauding the success and good fortune of other people is a surefire way to make friendships in life. Individuals that resent other people's success tend to invite alienation and exclusion from others. Develop a winning attitude that genuinely applauds the accomplishments that colleagues, peers, family, or friends attain. Resist any temptation or inclination to denigrate the success of others. If you remember this age-old precept, what goes around comes around, you will one day find yourself supported and encouraged by people that want to share in your successes and accomplishments. Remember, jealousy is an unattractive pattern of behavior. And if you want to succeed in your chosen field, you must change this negative behavior should you possess such a trait. Rule number 9, consult experts in your field. No one individual knows all the answers. So be prudent and solicit advice from a variety of knowledgeable sources that can provide you with information you desire. Rule number 10, constructive criticism is helpful, not hurtful. An individual can derive great benefits from constructive criticism. Well-intended commentary from reliable sources can be illuminating, provided it is not ill-conceived. Keeping that in mind, you should assess the merit of the criticism before you implement personal or professional changes. Rule number 11. Don't be a what-if person. What if I had practiced? What if I had applied myself is a sad commentary on a career that once held great promise and potential. Simply put, the what-if syndrome is a manifestation of laziness, and laziness does not breed success and happiness. Eliminate laziness from your lifestyle and become a can-do individual. Rule number 12, frustration leads to failure. At various stages of a performer's musical growth, he or she will experience a sense of frustration with some aspect of his or her career development. Second-guessing yourself, psyching yourself out, and giving into your insecurities reinforces negative thought patterns that can ultimately derail you from your musical objectives and goals. Measuring yourself and your progress against another individual's achievements is a futile process that leads to increased frustration levels and creates obstacles where none previously existed. Avoid the grass is always greener syndrome and be as productive as you can be in your current situation. Remember to focus and build upon your attributes as opposed to bemoaning your fate and your circumstances. For the most part, your attitude affects your personal and professional life. Frequently, musicians abandon or lose their musical vision only to regret the decision later. Therefore, stay focused, retain a realistic yet positive outlook, and avoid the so-called trap of shooting yourself in the foot. Do not let frustration control you. Try to control your frustration instead. If you do so, the likelihood of frustration leading to failure diminishes. Retaining and maintaining your enthusiasm for music is all important, so persevere and try to remain focused. Rule number 13. Persistence is profitable economically and artistically. Success in the music field, much like life in general, is often predicated upon how determined and tenacious one is. Individuals that keep striving for something that is meaningful to them have a better chance of obtaining their goals than those people who are less focused and persistent. Most people that successfully meet or surpass their goals simply refuse to be denied what it is they desire. Patience can be one of the most significant personality traits anyone can possess. In the music field, there are many obstacles, inconsistencies, and illogical circumstances that can dramatically impact your career. So, hang tough, stay focused, and keep moving forward. Persistence will ultimately pay rich dividends as you continue to invest in the most precious commodity of all, yourself. Rule number 14. Negativity leads nowhere, but positive thinking is productive. Successful people focus on the positive aspects of life which enable them to be more productive in their personal lives and in their careers. People are innately attracted to individuals that are upbeat and who project a positive attitude. Interestingly, good things happen to positive thinkers because people like to be around them and to assist them if the situation arises. Alternatively, a negative attitude is a turnoff, because people basically do not like being around or being affiliated with people that have a bad attitude. The music field, like most other career disciplines, is a people-oriented business. Therefore, drop the bad attitude and become a positive-thinking individual who encourages inclusion and participation rather than alienation from colleagues and potential collaborators. Rule number 15, learn from past mistakes. Individuals that fail to change negative patterns and to correct mistakes are destined to repeat them. Recognition and acknowledgement of unproductive behavior and counterproductive situations is the first step towards replacing a negative circumstance with a positive situation. Successful people learn from their mistakes because they possess the insight and determination required to rethink and redirect their energies into constructive, not destructive, patterns. Avoid acting impulsively and try thinking things through carefully in an objective manner in order that past mistakes not be repeated. Rule number 16. Reflection provides direction. At critical junctures or transitional periods of your career, reflection will enable you to make important decisions from a more insightful and intelligently conceived perspective. Any opportunity to exercise thoughtful, critical reasoning will be beneficial to you as your career progresses. Rule number 17. Honor your work commitments. In music and in life, you must establish a reputation for honoring your commitments and keeping your word if you hope to achieve some measure of success and earn the respect of your associates. Colleagues will or will not trust you based in part upon your ability or inability to be reliable and responsible. This is a character issue that must be consistent and above reproach if you hope to cultivate and maintain your professional and personal relationships. If an emergency arises or there are other complicating factors that make it impossible for you to fulfill your obligation to someone, you must discuss and negotiate the issue to that person's satisfaction because he or she has been inconvenienced to a degree. At times like these, it might be prudent to ask a reliable associate to substitute for you if he or she is willing and able to do so. This is one reason why it is so necessary to maintain your professional relationships. Simply put, there are many times during which you will need to rely upon the generosity and professional courtesy of your colleagues. Remember, you probably will need or want to return the favor one day. Rule number 18. Never accept an engagement without first checking your availability. Unfortunately, many musicians accept work without first consulting their date books to determine their availability. This conflict, which is generically referred to as being double booked, will create a problem for you, your band members, and one of the contractors or employers. By establishing a hard and fast rule about never accepting work without first consulting your date book, you will avoid this awkward and embarrassing situation. If the situation ever occurs accidentally, you are obligated to fulfill your work commitments to the person that first contracted you. If possible, I would recommend finding a suitable substitute for the other engagement if that is acceptable to your employer. In any event, take the time to write your work commitments into your date book and then consult it prior to accepting any new work. Employers generally appreciate it if you take the time to find out about your availability, provided you get back to them in a timely fashion. For instance, if someone calls me for work and I don't have my date book handy to refer to, I ask the person how soon he or she needs me to return the call. As long as I return the message within the specified period of time, there should be no problem for either party. Rule number 19. Return messages promptly. On a professional and personal level, you need to be accessible to associates, students, employers. When you are not readily accessible, a reliable answering machine or service will enable you to obtain all your messages. Furthermore, it is essential that you record important messages in a date book or facsimile and update when necessary. Remember, be courteous and considerate and return phone calls promptly. Otherwise, you risk inconveniencing someone or even worse, damaging the relationship with that individual. Rule number 20. Punctuality and professionalism are synonymous. Let's begin with this premise. If you arrive at the moment the performance is scheduled to begin, you are late. Be tuned, set up, and ready to play a minimum of 15 minutes prior to a rehearsal and 30 minutes for a concert. Excluding an emergency, there is absolutely no excuse for being late to any appointment. Tardiness is rudeness misspelled and must be eliminated from your personal habits. Otherwise, you will quickly earn a reputation for being unreliable and unprofessional. This problem, more so than many others, is the undoing of many promising careers. Rule number 21. Dress appropriately for the engagement and the job. People judge you not only by your abilities and attitude, but also by your appearance. Invest in the appropriate attire for the ensembles you perform with and in other types of employment. For example, men performing with a symphonic orchestra should own a set of tails, a tuxedo, and a dark suit with black shoes. Music teachers in academic environments should own professional quality clothing that lends dignity and credibility to their position. Your appearance says a great deal about you, so be professional and dress accordingly. Rule number 22, get work, don't get even. Don't respond in a hostile manner to an inconsiderate and unprofessional comment or act from an associate. Oftentimes, people say careless and thoughtless things that they really do not mean. Moreover, it is possible to misinterpret something someone said or did. In any event, keep your cool and keep your job. It's the professional thing to do. Rule number 23, the walls have ears. Confidentiality must be observed in all circumstances and at all times. Disclosing privileged information or carelessly venting your frustrations when and where someone might inadvertently hear you shows poor judgment and may result in damaged professional relationships. Be discreet and keep private matters private. Rule number 24, listen more, talk less. Great leaders are good listeners. Great friends are good listeners. Great colleagues are good listeners. Great musicians are good listeners. And great people are good listeners. Rule number 25, don't commit your time and talents to a poorly run organization. Any affiliation with an ineffectual organization could prove personally frustrating and detrimental to your career. Assess the situation for what it is, not for what you think it should be, before making any commitments. Rule number 26. The PA system, self-promotion and advertisement, is composed of key ingredients in the pursuit of a successful career. Create opportunities. Most successful people are adept at self-promotion. You will need to utilize personal characteristics such as self-motivation, communication skills, and confidence if you plan on being effective in this area. Advertising and self-promotion are time-consuming yet essential functions for all musicians seeking freelance employment. One way to begin would be to put up your business card and a flyer containing a picture of yourself or your group in appropriate and highly visual locations. If you are soliciting work as a teacher in a music store, set up an appointment with the owner and bring along your resume and other supporting materials. If you are a performer, a sample audio tape in cassette format of your performance and compositions is often necessary to procure work. Make certain the tape is of professional quality and is labeled correctly. In some instances, a videotape can be submitted in conjunction with or in lieu of an audio cassette. If you are a composer or arranger, you should have sample scores available with your recorded work. For concert work as a soloist or recitalist or with a group, a promotional package is recommended. This package must contain an 8x10 or 5x7 professional picture and concert reviews, recommendations, endorsements, biography, and other press-related materials. Make certain that you contact the local musicians' union in your area. The union is a valuable resource for musicians looking for local work. Also consult the International Musician, which is a journal affiliated with the union that contains extensive job listings throughout the United States and abroad. You will ultimately need to accurately evaluate your marketplace and proceed on a logical and methodical approach with the appropriate materials that may yield the results you are looking for. Remember, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Rule number 27. Professional self-promotional expenses are costly. The cumulative costs for promoting yourself and your career are considerable. Many prospective employers require professional quality pictures, a press pack, and an audio or videotape of your musical performance. You will need to contact a professional photographer for press-related pictures and subsequently pay for the printing of the pictures. Assembling an extensive press kit or packet, which includes a resume, business card, and reviews, can vary in price depending upon its size and packaging. Duplicating audio or videotapes of your music is an expense that escalates rapidly. Finally, mailing the materials to the employer is yet another expense that must be accounted for. Remember, prior to the concert, which can be booked several months in advance, some phone calls will transpire between you and the contractor regarding details about the performance. If the concert is an out-of-town engagement, the phone calls will be long distance, so bear that expense in mind as well. Never underestimate out-of-pocket expenses required to adequately promote yourself. Not only is it a time-consuming endeavor, but the bills are costly and should be factored into the overall fee you have negotiated with the employer. Importantly, save all receipts for your professional expenses in order to deduct them from your taxes. Remember to update your press packs frequently in order to provide your employer with your most current materials. Rule number 28. Compile press materials in a booklet or file. Press-related materials are essential to the advancement of your career. Anytime you receive press coverage for a musical event, a recital, a concert, a publication, you should save it and place it in a well-organized press file that you can use to promote yourself or your ensemble. I recommend transparent, durable vinyl sheet protectors that are suitable for storing in a three-ring binder. If and when you want to send your press materials to someone, make a professional quality Xerox copy and send that instead of the original. The sheet protectors will keep your press materials clean, safe, and organized in your three-ring binder notebook. Rule number 29, contracts protect you financially. How many musicians have told stories about being cheated out of money that was due upon completion of a job? The answer to this question is a much higher percentage of all working musicians than we care to admit. Why do so many musicians fall prey to disreputable characters that renege on their financial commitments? In most instances, the answer is simple. Both parties fail to sign a binding contract that is honored and enforced by the musicians' union. Musicians, like any other hardworking professionals, are in the business of making money, not losing money. Because of the complex nature of the music business, musicians must protect themselves financially. The usual method employed by musicians in the music industry is drawing up a contractually binding musicians' union contract that is signed by the artist and the contractor. This contract is a legal document that obligates the musician to render his or her services for a specified fee, which is payable to the artist by the employer upon completion of the engagement or job. Any musician who fails to sign a contract for work-related services has no legal protection if the employer defaults on the terms of the financial agreement. Signing a legally binding contract is the only way to protect yourself financially in the event a disagreement concerning payment or terms of payment occurs between both parties. Don't play the role of a victim and let people take advantage of you. Exercise common sense, business savvy, and negotiate from a position of strength with a signed contract that explicitly outlines your responsibilities and your fee. Your career is important, and your economic security depends upon payment for services rendered. Get smart, get paid. Rule number 30, negotiation is a necessity. Negotiation is an effective and essential process in the free market atmosphere of the business world. Remember, music is a business, so negotiate important concerns such as your job, artist fees, etc., that affect your career. Rule number 31, budget your money. All too often, musicians fail to adequately budget their income, a failure which creates numerous financial problems for themselves. In the complex and multifaceted field of music, there are endless ways to spend your money. New instruments and cases, music supplies, tapes, CDs, audio sound systems, MIDI technology, computers, instrument maintenance and repair, instrument insurance, professional dues, travel expenses, recordings, promotion, conferences, etc. Any of these items compiled individually or collectively can result in a substantial amount of money spent over a period of time. I recommend strict budgeting of your monthly income in order to avoid overextending yourself financially, providing yourself in the process with only the necessary items and expenditures. Unfortunately, many musicians act impulsively with little or no regard for their true financial situation and purchase musical items that they cannot realistically afford. These individuals soon find themselves in economic distress, which can affect them personally and professionally. Strict, realistic budgeting of your income, combined with prioritization of musical purchases over a reasonable time frame, will help you to avoid a financial crisis. Remember, exercise sound judgment and financial restraint in order to avoid impulse buying. Be fiscally responsible. Rule number 32. Save a portion of your contracted fee. Avoid the tendency of spending your entire paycheck. Instead, try investing or saving a portion or a specific percentage of your fee to help defray the cost of your professional expenses, or acquire a savings account that will grow and generate interest for you over time. In order to succeed financially or economically in the music field, it is imperative that you are financially responsible with the money you make. Rule number 33. Beware the syndrome. Play for free or for the door. Professional musicians that habitually perform for free or for monetary compensation that is below the local musicians' union's minimum scale rate make it difficult for other musicians to earn a fair wage for services rendered. Music is a business to freelance musicians because they depend upon generating an income in order to live and to account for their expenses. On the other hand, musicians that are always willing to play for free or next to nothing weaken the system for all hardworking musicians. Inevitably, club owners and other prospective employers will take advantage of well-intentioned but misinformed artists who are amenable to accepting little or no compensation when they perform. Ultimately, all musicians suffer when this scenario is perpetuated because the likelihood of reversing this trend diminishes as more and more musicians subscribe to this economically disastrous syndrome. Remember, choosing to donate your services is different from having no choice in receiving a fair wage for your efforts. Therefore, be a part of the solution, not the problem, and negotiate a fair price with your employer when you perform, and discourage other musicians from devaluing live music by accepting little or no compensation every time they perform. There is a distinction between amateur musicians who need performance experience and professionals who depend upon getting paid an honest wage in accordance with the rules and standards set forth by the musicians' union. Rule number 34. Tune your dial to the network channel. Establishing, cultivating, and maintaining professional relationships are a necessity in all areas of music. Professional contacts will prove to be your most effective resource for job referrals throughout your career. Respect these relationships and reciprocate in kind if you are ever in a position to assist a colleague or associate. As it has often been said, what goes around comes around. Rule number 35, you as entrepreneur. For those musicians who desire to coordinate a multifaceted business career, I recommend enlisting the services of talented people that can assist you in your endeavors. Time is a precious commodity for everyone, and especially for the musical entrepreneur. Coordinating a small or large business comprised of various entities is difficult at best. In order to be more efficient and cost productive, bearing in mind the old adage, time is money, explore the possibility of combining your talents with like-minded individuals that share your vision. Although some compensation will have to transpire between you and your associates, the initial investment and out-of-pocket expenses may be the deciding factors as to whether your business becomes successful and financially solvent. It may be a decision you can't afford not to make. Rule number 36. Cultivate hobbies in other areas of interest. Mental acuity and aptitude in areas other than music can enrich your life in countless ways. Moreover, interest and knowledge in diverse subjects such as politics, religion, science, sports will be stimulating and will provide a timely diversion from music 24 hours each day. Hopefully, your interest in these areas will not only increase your understanding of the world you live in and contribute to your general knowledge, but it will also help prevent burnout in a field that can be all-consuming. In another vein, you might consider volunteer work at a hospital or church or becoming involved in local, regional, or national organizations where your participation would directly or indirectly impact some person's or some animal's life in a positive and life-affirming manner. All too often, people become so consumed by their profession that little or no time is ever allocated to helping others or to maintaining their own mental and physical well-being. Although it is true that a musician's identity is measured in part by his pursuits as a musician, it is also true that there are other aspects of life and dimensions of ourselves that validate our existence. Rule number 37. Physical fitness increases your energy level and reduces stress. For all musicians, performance demands necessitate physical stamina and endurance. A physical fitness program supplemented with a diet that is recommended and approved by a physician can help you achieve the physical prowess required by your art form. Moreover, the business of music can oftentimes be stressful, and a physical fitness program that incorporates cardiovascular workouts can effectively diffuse stress. So, stay in shape and stay healthy. These are words to live by. Rule number 38, relaxation techniques reduce stress. In the fast-paced world we live and work in, the gradual buildup of stress is inevitable. Balancing a family or personal life with numerous career demands can elevate a person's stress and anxiety level. Relaxation techniques such as meditation and yoga are examples of ways to effectively decrease stress. Studies have shown that people are more productive, not to mention more pleasant, when they are relaxed as opposed to being stressed out. It will always be to your advantage to achieve and maintain emotional and physical equilibrium. Rule number 39, the pursuit of musical success and personal fulfillment. The journey in pursuit of a successful musical career and a fulfilling personal life has begun. Presently, you are examining all of the considerations and options at your disposal. The time for action is now, not later, as you begin to devise your master plan. The road before you holds many challenges that will test your commitment to music and belief in yourself and your abilities. It is, however, an exciting journey that contains much hope and promise for you in the future. This is your time, your career, your life, so make the most of it. The future is now. Rule number 40, music is a celebration. First, last, and always, music is a celebration. This demanding and complex art form is something to cherish and enjoy. If and when music making becomes predictable and lifeless, it is time to reevaluate your musical vision. The ability and opportunity to express yourself musically is truly among the greatest modes of self-expression any individual can experience.